Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the movie Red Dawn, set during a Soviet takeover of the Midwest, in the Rocky Mountains, there are troops in the grocery stores, at the mall, on the streets, tattletaling neighbors. Now, they find plenty of mayors who are willing to, you know, serve them. That's the Hollywood nightmare image, or in the real world, in Cuba, or in Russia, or in Nazi Germany. But it's happening right here in America. The troops are openly trying to take your guns, break you and your family up. Now, something that was covered up years ago is public. It's admitted, it's openly discussed on the nightly news, how good it is. Troops arresting people is good. They're going to be out in Mardi Gras arresting. They're going to be at the local school. They're going to be... They come in and tell the kids, kids, we're here to teach you about martial law. That's mainstream major papers. Like it's good. Oh, they're here to teach us martial law. Well, the troops are down here at the Zachary Middle School off 1604 in Calabria just to teach the kids a little respect. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Well, I've got to have my job. My job supporting the troops domestically here in Operation American Freedom. You know, this is dictatorship. This is the takeover. This is what it looks like when Hitler takes over. We're fighting it right now, but the average person just can't believe what's going on. You know, I believe that a lot of Germans didn't know that the Nazis were killing people because just people live with their heads in the dirt. All they're thinking about is themselves and their bank account and or their, you know, how cool they are or how much beer they're going to drink. And there can be a smokestack burning human body parts a mile away. They don't know. They don't care. Real fast, letting our guest finish up, who discovered this, and we have confirmed it. It's going on in San Antonio and other areas. Elijah Romo, he mentioned a particular command base down there in San Antonio. I'm familiar with these all over the country, where they move the Army, the National Guard, the police, FEMA, all in together. And then, of course, FEMA is giving all the orders. They'll have a CIA liaison. But tell us about the command base down in San Antonio.
Well, it's called TransGuard, and the pretext is that it's for emergency purposes. They have these screens in the freeways where, let's say, there's a major accident up ahead. It's supposed to be to help the congestion and if you're in the fast lane.
It's so when there's an emergency that the federal brain can control everything.
But I've been in there. I've been inside because with the pretext of saying that I'm doing something for school. And all of the material that they have is international companies. And they take you on a tour if it's for anything but religious or anything anti-government. If it's anti, of course, if you're going over there to present something critical of them, then of course they won't do that. But it's cameras that all over the city, and it's to monitor.
No, I'm familiar with it. That's your local FEMA command base, Emergency Management Center.
Yes, and they have even the hospitals representing the fire department, police department, the county, TxDOT. And the thing about that is that they also have it in all the major. They have cameras in the major intersections, in all the intersections, and I know San Antonio is an experimental city, San Antonio, and if I'm correct, San Diego, because San Diego and San Antonio, we're close to the border, and they have a...
No, you hit the nail on the head. San Antonio had the weird license plate scanners and the antennae and all of it before Houston or Dallas even did. I remember 10 years
ago. Actually, I have all of the material that they were providing to the citizens.
Well, I tell you what, I can't wait to get the video you shot and the photos you took and to get it up on the website. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay, Elijah, good job.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks a million. You keep it up. I want to see that material. Great American right there. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of news coming up later in this hour concerning the individuals that died in those precision blasts in Jordan last week. We'll also get into what's happening with the economy, what's happening with inflation, with housing prices. A lot of key indices coming out today that have come out today on the economy. You know, I saw this article by Greg Zeminski, wife of POW Navy pilot, and I was actually familiar with her case, who had husband's remains sent home by North Vietnamese in 89, was lied to by U.S. officials for years about his whereabouts and POW status. Diane Van Rensselaer says she still hasn't gotten the truth about her husband from the military and lawmakers, including Senator John McCain, or the Queen of Hearts, who she claims is no friend of POW families and has backstabbed them every step of the way toward getting at the truth. Now, let me just say this. It's a long article Greg put together, but let me just say this. It is declassified. It is quietly admitted. It is not debatable. The documents are public. We're talking major New York newspapers have reported on it. But there were right under 8,000 American citizens in the Philippines who were there. Men, women, and children. And months before, they'd intercepted the Japanese communiques. They'd broken their codes years before that, the yellow, the purple, and the blue. And they knew they were going to be taken to the Philippines. And they had to have plans to evacuate the population, and the ships were literally half empty. They could have masses of personnel and the citizenry get out of there. And there was a memo put out by Roosevelt where they stated, this will be great anti-Japanese propaganda if they capture not just troops, but women and children. And so our military, the Navy and the Marines, were ordered to not let them evacuate on the government ships. They were captured, and over half of them, over 4,000 of them, died in custody. And I've interviewed people who were 7-year-old little girls and, you know, watched their mother being raped, their father having their head cut off, slave labor, you name it, who are now, of course, older women. I've interviewed people like that who were survivors, just cold-bloodedly, just for some newsreel propaganda. 7,000-plus people meant nothing. And then, of course, after World War II, there were all these German prison camps that had over 20,000 U.S. soldiers on them. And this is now declassified. Understand, this isn't debatable. This is public. And Stalin wanted him, and our government was making a deal with him, giving him much of Eastern Europe and Central Europe, even though he was killed more people than Hitler. And they just said, hey, do what you want. Boom. No discussion. People never saw their families again. And now they've opened up the big GRU and KGB and commissariat files, and they took them to the Kamchatka Peninsula and many other areas. They nerve gassed them. They tested smallpox on them, anthrax on them, slave labor camps mainly, big old slave mines. And there were even cases a decade ago where they would even finally just let them go and be retired. They'd become basically Russian, and they'd find, you know, old 80-year-old World War II vets living in Moscow in a little hovel, all freaked out psychologically, basically mentally ill now, just, hey, I don't want to go back to America. I am Russian. You know, because they'd been 20 years old when they went into the camp. Our government just, yeah, so what? They got 22,000 of them. C'est la vie. Now, that's your government, folks. So it's not our government. It's out of control. And, of course, it's well known that there were troops in slave camps in Vietnam, at least up until the late 80s. It's well known they worked them to death. It's well known that they did experiments on them. It's well known they shipped them to Russia. I mean, our government paid the equivalent of $50 billion, $3 billion at the time, over 10 years from 1950 to 1960 to irradiate 110,000 Jewish children just to test what radiation would do. They did it to Sephardic Jews. And that's in the major Jewish newspapers over in Israel. That is not debatable. Our government cold-bloodedly kill kids. So stop being naive out there. Stop trusting their drinking water. Stop trusting their propaganda. Stop trusting everything they tell you. Stop believing them. Big mainstream media reports today about DU and massive birth defects and our troops and Iraqis and Serbs and everybody else. It's finally starting to break. Just all the major scientific reports, but I've got mining reports, thanks to listeners, and major federal government bureau mine reports about how DU is totally radioactive and deadly poison back in the 1980s. It's not like they didn't know this. My point is, we've got to get our minds around the evil we're facing. It's hard to deal with. I mean, the average person doesn't think about killing millions of people. The average person doesn't think about controlling populations. The average person's thinking about, man, that breakfast was good this morning, those eggs and sausage. That's what I'm thinking about. The average person's thinking about, man, it is a really blue sky day. I wish I could go play hooky and actually consider it and go fishing or go hang out with my children and my wife. The average person isn't running around scheming about global domination and how to take over the population, how to dumb people down, how to build urban systems to control populations. But that's the real world. They're in control because they do think about that. And they're in control because we're naive and believe their propaganda and empower their criminal system by being part of their compartmentalized structure. Well, we're here to shatter the compartmentalization. We're here to blow past it and shatter it and expose it. Now, I've interviewed military officers, people who were above McCain, who were in these camps. He wasn't there. He'll say he was in one camp. No one ever saw him there those years. He'll say he was in another camp. They'll say, yeah, he was in like a luxury cell some of the time, and he'd be gone for 6 months a year. McCain's daddy was the head of the Navy. He was a very special little goody. And if you don't think he didn't get sent off to the Soviets, if you don't think he didn't have all that happen, then you've got nothing coming. McCain's always been a gun-grabbing, un-American, open-border-promoting, Keating Five scamming criminal. But, of course, the average American knows him as anti-corruption because he's the most corrupt. He'll be known as Mr. Anti-Corruption. And Diane Van Ressler just does a great job exposing this and a lot of her sources. So we're going to have her with us now, and I appreciate her holding for the last 5 minutes while I ran through just some background. But, frankly, you know, Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, a statistic. By focusing in on your husband, maybe it'll help people personalize the masses of dead. You know, people's sons that never came back, people's fathers never came back in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And so, Diane, it's good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Any comments on that five-minute diatribe you just heard? I mean, do you agree with it, disagree?
Oh, I agree. I think you presented one of the finest examples of the fact that our leadership considers American citizens, especially military personnel, expendable in pursuit of foreign policy objectives. And that's what happened to my husband. He simply was not worth the price of recovery after the Department of Defense learned that he was being used as slave labor, along with hundreds of other military pilots in Southeast Asia. And the pick and shovel brigade, as it was called by the National Security Agency, was comprised mainly of American pilots who had engineering degrees or experience with engineering, and my husband fit into that category. He was also the youngest pilot in the fleet when he left in 1968.
And those communist pieces of trash used him up as a slave.
I think it's a cultural thing for the Vietnamese because they're very small people and most of our guys are big guys. So for them to exert that kind of physical control over them was necessary and cultural with the Vietnamese. But the fact that our Department of Defense knew, the Joint Chiefs of Staff were briefed on the fact that these men were being used as slave labor to build a very large underground warehouse north of the demilitarized zone in southern North Vietnam. We did not even notify our South Vietnamese allies after the war was allegedly over.
Well, we could have done the men a favor and at least bombed that facility with them in it.
Well, actually, Richard Nixon did lift the bombing controls on areas of Laos, and we had B-52 raids that may very well have killed some of our POWs.
Well, I hate to sound sick, but, I mean, I think better than leaving them as slaves, might as well kill them and their captors. I mean, I know you lost your husband, so I apologize if that sounds crass. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, yes, and actually we did that. There is a book called Spite House by Monica Jensen Stevenson, and in it, Colonel Tom McKinney, a Marine officer, tells of how he recruited Marine snipers to go in after the war and kill American POWs. The snipers were told that the men were actually deserters and they were...
Oh, I saw that. No, that's wrong. They should save them. I'm saying if they're in some giant military base and you have no intention of saving them, you know, you might as well. But again, it shows the war was never even meant to be won.
No, there was no real objective. There was no definition of victory in Vietnam, and my husband and everyone else who died there essentially died for nothing. They died for the good of the American stock market. They died for corporate America.
Well, the same company, Brown & Root, the subsidiary of Demon Burton.
I don't think anything has changed. Do you, Alex?
It doesn't change. But, I mean, how do they just leave these men who totally serve their system?
This has been State Department policy since the beginning of the 20th century. We had American troops who were left at Arkhangelsk during the Russian Revolution, and President Eisenhower was briefed on Americans who were captured during Cold War ferret flights, and we sent in planes to test the Soviet radar defenses. And when these planes were downed and their crews were captured and the Soviets didn't admit to having them, we didn't negotiate for them. There were plans to negotiate for several crews, but it never happened because these men are expendable. That was the decision. Too embarrassing.
Well, it's like the quote in Paths of Glory about, you know, that's what young men are for, dying. It's just so, I mean, your husband, you know, fighting for this country, believing what he was doing was right, and then just being shucked off to some slave camp. I mean, put a bullet in before that happens, folks. Stay there, Diane. I really look forward to this interview. We appreciate your courage and coming on.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're joined by Diane Van Rensselaer. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I can hardly pronounce my own name. And we're talking about what happened to her husband, whose body was returned in the late 1980s. Diane, I mean, let's personalize it. Let's talk about your husband, what happened to him. And then I want to go through the players who helped ensure that he was never rescued and then tried to cover up what really happened to your husband, please.
Well, Larry Van Rensselaer and I met in high school, Rancho High School, Las Vegas, Nevada. And he became a naval aviation cadet at the worst time in the middle of the war. And when he was in the training command, the squadron operations officer was, or not squadron, it was the training command at Meridian, Mississippi, was John McCain. And I had no idea that John McCain would play such a role in my husband and my life later. But Larry was, he was a great pilot. Everybody in the squadron thought he was the best. He was the youngest. And when the squadron VA-196 deployed in 1968, my husband knew he could be killed. And he knew he could be captured, but he never, never, never thought or believed or even considered the fact that he could be abandoned. But that's what happened to him after he was captured, September the 30th, 1968. And his crewman, Dominic Spinelli, the oldest man in the squadron, was reported alive in Cambodia in 1993. And the Spinelli family asked the State Department, Warren Gray in particular, who was going to Cambodia, if he was going to ask the Cambodians about Lieutenant Spinelli, and they were told no. That's the attitude in the State Department.
It's just that's ancient history, and we're writing them off.
There are overwhelming reports of Americans alive in Southeast Asia. In fact, the reports are so overwhelming that when Clinton was the president, he signed an executive order preventing the intelligence gathering on live prisoners in Southeast Asia. Clinton tried to close the book. Carter tried to close the book in 1977. By allowing the Department of Defense to make judgments.
And literally, hundreds of police stations have POW-MIA flags, but so many, quote, leaders of the POW-MIA movement, aren't they just little pimps of the same system?
Not exactly. There is a family organization that was compromised by the government, the National League.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is there's lots of people who like to feel good and like to just stick the flag on their car, but they don't really do anything about it.
There is always something that can be done, but it has not proven effective. We had a Senate Select Committee in 1991 and 92, which was chaired by Senator John Kerry, who is himself a traitor to this country and to the men who served in Vietnam and to the men who are serving now. John Kerry, with the help of other senators like McCain, literally closed the issue down. We had a good investigation going. I was on the board of directors of the League of Families at the time, and I was back in Washington. I was in touch with investigators, and these investigators who were hired were very qualified for the most part, and they told me that they had evidence that men were left behind, and there was evidence that men were still alive. But there is no resolve on the part of this government to negotiate for them, because the policy is these men are considered hostages, and we do not negotiate for hostages. Ronald Reagan was inaugurated in 1981. The first thing that happened in January, he was offered prisoners by the Vietnamese in exchange for $2.5 billion. It was a sum pretty close to that. And two Secret Service agents who were in Reagan's office overheard him discussing the offer with George Bush, with George Shultz, who was the Secretary of State. And George Bush said, it's a lost cause. And George Shultz, the Secretary of State, said, we can't negotiate for hostages. So Reagan did send in people like Boegreit and teams to discover whether or not our prisoners could be rescued, and it was discovered they could be, and then it was also determined that it would be very embarrassing and detrimental to military morale to bring these men back at that time. And so what was done covertly. There is a growing body of evidence that we were forced to accept prisoners back in the mid-'80s. And these men were called secret returnees. They were brought back, they were given their pay, and they were not allowed to contact their families. There's a special forces officer who is now resting in Arlington Cemetery, Lieutenant Colonel William Atkins. He worked with Oliver North, and he told me the story. He told his story before to a BBC producer.
Now, stay there. I want to talk about that, Colonel Atkins, and then I want to get into, you confronted George Herbert Walker Bush, and you have been just out there on the front lines, and if we had more men like you, we'd probably be a free country. But, of course, it's women that are having to stand up and then fight this tyranny. And we commend you. You're a heroine. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
We'll be talking more with Diane Van Rensselaer about her husband who was left behind and used up as a slave of the Vietnamese. Unbelievable. But it's just par for the course coming up here in just a few minutes. And the story just gets deeper and darker and meshes with all the deep research I've done over the last 10 years plus on this subject and the people I've interviewed. I mean, I've interviewed folks who've been there, who've seen the POWs. And then it'll quietly be in our news over the last 15, 20 years, as I said last hour, where they found World War II Korean vets. And they're usually many mentally ill living in some, you know, Asian city, totally broken down. And when they're done with them, I guess they feel sorry for them if they're, you know, kind of mentally broken. Or it's like some type of pleasure. And they just kind of release them. So we've seen this happen, too. So we'll talk about that more in just a few minutes. And it's declassified. It's confirmed. 20-plus thousand after World War II that they got down to German camps. And Colonel Roberts has been on many times with us to talk about that, Colonel Craig Roberts. My friends, it's time to stop being naive. It's time to admit the nature of the individuals that we're really dealing with here. And it's time that you get my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. It's a mini-series. It's a little over 3 hours long. It covers the latest police state developments, what happened on 9/11, the motive, who was really behind it. And then a full hour on the globalist master plan, their ideology, their philosophy, why they see us as cattle, why they see us as slaves, why they actually could care less if we live or die, in fact, even get off on killing us. You'll understand why. You'll understand the secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp when you get martial law. One copy is $24.95, two copies, $19.95 a piece. You can get them down to $14 a piece. My great film, American Dictators, is $19.95. Each additional copy is $5.95. I've got specials right now where you get three of my best DVDs, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, and American Dictators for $44.95. That's over a $30 discount. That's only going until the first of the year. Just a whole plethora, a cornucopia, a whole spectrum of specials we're offering. We're carrying a bunch of new books and videos and books on tape and T-shirts. All of it is about getting the information out. And when you purchase these videos and books on tape and T-shirts, you make this broadcast possible. You make the work we do here at InfoWars possible because there is a war on for your mind. So I want to thank all of those that have supported us and ask those that haven't to get involved and to get the videos. And they make great Christmas gifts. Give the gift of waking somebody up where they won't be so naive and gullible to the real political paradigm that we're facing as a society. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And by the way, that address is just a mail drop-off address, folks. That's not my physical office. I'm about to open my physical office up to the public here in the next few weeks. It's going to be a book and video store. But when you go to the other address, I'm not there. Nobody I know is there. There's a mail drop-off there. So people at that office are starting to say, man, 15 people a day are coming by here, Alex, and it's getting annoying. So please don't go over there because they're not going to tell you where I'm at and because the bookstore isn't open yet. And I appreciate you trying to come by and talk to me, but that's just a side issue. Another program note for you. We don't just blast out on the AM and FM dial or the internet at InfoWars.com. We also go out on Global Shortwave, and during the day it's, what, 9.985? But at night, the first hour was on 7.465. Now all 3 hours are on 5.765. 5.765. We're getting literally hundreds of calls into the office and into the network as well, respectively, because now they've switched frequencies. I know they ran announcements, so they did a great job doing that in the past, but maybe they should run announcements in the future, because now that we've switched to this frequency, 5.765 at night, 9 to midnight central, it's a lot of people are trying to find it. All right, let's go back now to our guest, again, who is joining us, and we really appreciate her coming on with us. Diane, continuing with this saga of your husband shot down in 68, and then let's go through it blow by blow and bring us up to speed, because what you write about, what you talk about with these military witnesses and others about McCain being this double agent, being this traitor, we know he was a prize. I mean, his daddy was the head of the Navy. Go through that for us, because that fits into the things he does today, and he acts like he's for the vets when he's really stabbing him in the back. It's like he's known for fighting corruption when he's part of the Keating Five. He's a criminal. Please break it down for us, Diane.
Oh, I agree with you. McCain is a criminal. And what I find most disturbing is that he has presidential aspirations. And this is a man who was compromised by the North Vietnamese and apparently by the Soviets, the communists in Eastern Europe during the war. McCain was captured. He was shot down over Hanoi. He had two broken arms when he was captured. He was given special treatment by the Vietnamese because he told them who he was. the Vietnamese didn't have to torture John McCain. In fact, the prisoners of war who returned call him John McDuck because he kept quacking. He voluntarily did propaganda broadcasts. He gave interviews with a Spanish journalist. I understand there is now a text of his interview with a Cuban journalist also. But McCain was a very, very special prisoner, and one of the highly placed Vietnamese officials named Bui Kien told a veterans group in Texas, he said, "We never tortured John McCain. He was the prince. McCain was a prize. He was a propaganda bonanza for the Vietnamese." And they even have a monument that's built to McCain in Hanoi on the shores of the lake in Hanoi where he was hauled ashore.
But because our government staged that war, by the way, I've seen photos of that. Congressional delegations have even visited. They're quite proud of it.
Yeah.
They staged the whole deal. It was never meant to be won. It was meant to be a big cash bonanza. I'll say this again. Do the globalists and the defense contractors make more money if we went to Iraq, got the power on, got a government in and left? Or do they make more money on defense sales and on the whole war effort if we're there 20 years? Again, you think they're failing. No, ladies and gentlemen. They're winning. That's what's happening. They're winning. When you think they're losing, they're winning. When they, quote, lose the war on drugs and quadruple the prison population and there's triple the heroin and double the cocaine on the streets, you go, the more they put in jail, the more drugs there are. You think they're failing. Oh, no. This is how it works, boys and girls. Please continue.
Well, my concern is that as it is now with the leadership in Washington, having a president like McCain, who has been compromised, whose CIA files contain this information, it would be very dangerous for anyone to even think of voting for this man. He doesn't deserve anyone's respect or confidence, and he certainly doesn't deserve any American's vote for what he's done to this country and to the servicemen.
Well, I've talked to famous individuals who were in camps that McCain was supposedly in. And he was never even there at many of the camps, or he would disappear for a year. Tell folks about that.
Well, according to a CIA file, Colonel Atkins, Lieutenant Colonel William Atkins, who worked with Oliver North, told me that he and Oliver North procured CIA files on the senators who were going to vote for the Boland Amendment, which would prevent them from supplying aid to the Contras. This is way back. We're going back to 1985 now. And Colonel Atkins told me that he opened up McCain's CIA file and said, "Oh, look at this. He was out of the prison system for a couple of years. He was in Eastern Europe. He accepted special favors from the enemy. He got a vacation where the rest of the men were suffering and being treated like dogs, worse than dogs."
Then meanwhile, all of the real criminals involved in Iran-Contra go free, but Atkins goes to the Huskow.
Yeah, William Atkins' case is very tragic. He was a special forces officer who was the most decorated captain in the Army. He was a Navy brat. His father was a World War II pilot like my father. And when the war was over, when Liam was a captain, he was riffed. The Army let him go. There was no room for people like Liam. The West Point graduates had to take over the positions. And Liam was left without a cause to fight for. He did go to Rhodesia, and he became a Rhodesian citizen and fought against communism there. And then he came back to the Washington, D.C. area where he was born, and he worked as a police officer for 5 years. But then he discovered that prisoners were left behind after the war. When Bobby Garwood came home in 1978, William collaborated on a book with the famous writer Robin Moore, who wrote The Green Berets. And Liam was gathering information in Washington, D.C. about Garwood and stumbled onto information that hundreds of Americans were known to be alive in Southeast Asia. When he went to Ann Griffiths, who is the head of the Prisoner of War Families Organization in Washington, and gave her this information, she went to the Department of Defense and confronted them. And they made her sign a secrecy agreement. They said they'd tell her the truth. But essentially what was done was Ann Griffiths was compromised. And since then, the government has used Ms. Griffith to manipulate the prisoner of war families into betraying their own men. I was on the board of directors, and I watched it happen. I was briefed by Department of Defense officials in 1991 and 92 when Ross Perot was running for president and when John Kerry had our Senate Select Committee going. And there was even a resignation in the Prisoner of Affairs Office. Colonel Mike Peck resigned. He said, I'm not to use Special Forces also. He said, I'm not being allowed to do my job. I can't investigate the live sighting report. So he resigned. He said there was a cover-up in the office, and that's when Dick Cheney was the Secretary of Defense, and Dick Cheney lied to the American public. He said he investigated Colonel Peck's claims, and that was a lie. He never did. He told Peck's office to be able to respond to Peck's allegations by the end of the day. So that's why I ran for the board of directors, to get in there and try to do something. My husband's remains had been returned by then, but I believe that we had senators, Jesse Helms at the time, had an investigative staff, and he said, we're going to have a POW home by Christmas in 1991. And then all of a sudden, his office was shut down, and he was in the hospital, allegedly with cancer surgery. But when I was on the board of directors, I saw firsthand how Department of Defense officials tried to discredit any refugees who had information about live prisoners, how they tried to discredit photographs of live prisoners that were coming out of Southeast Asia. And Jeff Donahue and I, he's an Air Force brat like I am, his brother Morgan Donahue was left behind in Laos. Morgan Donahue is an Air Force Academy graduate, and many reports indicated that Morgan was alive, and in fact, Morgan was going to be given back to us in 1987 when Perot went over to Vietnam. But when Perot went over, the State Department destroyed the whole deal that Perot put together. And I talked with Ross Perot at that point. He was returning my phone call.
Perot then later said that he was, during the presidential run, was threatened to drop out or something would happen to his family.
Yeah, the Texas family, POW families, told me that Perot was threatened, and that's why he backed off. I still have much admiration for Perot, and he was the only presidential candidate that I voted for with a good feeling. I think Perot could have saved this country. But unfortunately, I discovered that there are forces in Washington that are sinister, and they are preventing these men from coming home.
So you think from the evidence there are still Vietnam veterans 30 years later that are in Vietnam, in Cambodia, in Southeast Asia?
The reports are still coming out, and some of the reports are even linked to specific prisoners like Tom Hart, Morgan Donahue, Joe Milliner's son. It's heartbreaking for me. Dan
now,
Dora,
you confronted George Bush Sr. Tell folks about that.
Oh, yes. That was probably an opportunity that Jeff and I just stumbled into. Our board of directors meeting was in the ballroom of a Washington area hotel. And our board of directors were assembled on a platform. And George Bush was our guest speaker. And as soon as he walked on stage, the family members in the audience below stood up and started screaming and yelling, "No more lies, tell us the truth." And they were clapping their hands and screaming, yelling, "No more lies, please, no more lies." So Jeff Donahue and I stood up in solidarity. The other board members who don't seem to understand the situation sat there. And Jeff Donahue is tall, like Bush, and I heard Mr. President say to Jeff, "Are you calling me a liar?" And Jeff turned and said, "Well, Mr. President, if the shoe fits, wear it." And Bush's jaw just dropped at that point. And so I rushed over, and I said, "Mr. President, you know they're there." I said, "Colonel Atkins briefed you on this when you were vice president." And his jaw dropped again. And at that point, the Secret Service people were not coming on the stage because we were on national television. The C-SPAN cameras had gone to live coverage. So Jeff and I had Bush for about 4.5 minutes, and Jeff said, "Mr. President, you need to send a delegation over to negotiate for these prisoners." And I said, "Mr. President, we helped get you elected. If you bring our prisoners home, we'll help get you reelected." And at that point, he stepped back because Jeff was going at him with more foreign and domestic advice. And Bush took a step backwards, and I was afraid he was going to step off the platform because there was just a curtain and then there was the concrete floor below. So I grabbed his hand and pulled him forward, because I had visions of Dan Quayle being president, and I felt that Jeff and I would be blamed for pushing him off the stage. But Bush was very intimidated. He was very taken by surprise when I mentioned Colonel Atkins.
"It's unbelievable. I've got actual slaves talking back to me. Oh."
Yeah, Jeff and I are both Air Force brats, and but Jeff's father, my dad was a squadron commander, and Jeff's father commanded a whole base out in the Pacific. So Jeff and I aren't afraid of anybody. Jeff has a degree in international economics, and I was outraged by the fact that they left my husband behind, and they weren't going to get away with it. So Jeff and I had we got in our licks. Bush didn't get reelected. He didn't follow our advice.
But what happened as soon as C-SPAN cut away?
Well, then we all sat down. I did shut up. Bush did. He did look out in the audience and he said, "Will you sit down and shut up?" And that's what made front page headlines. Bush shaking.
I remember that. Sit down and shut up.
Yeah. Well, I sat down, but I'll never shut up. And that's been my motto ever
since. Well, that's what they think. They think that they're God, we're here to serve them and buy all their lies and let their little cokehead sons stumble around and jabber at us. And I'm just not putting up with it anymore. What about you?
Well, a few days after that, I met with Senator Bob Kerry, and I asked him, I said, if we vote for Clinton, will he bring the POWs back? And Bob Kerry said, oh, he will. But Bob Kerry sat on that committee, and he helped close it down, just like
Bob Kerry was involved in Operation Phoenix.
Yes, he was. He was a Navy SEAL.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Torture.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Lost her husband, when she got his body back and his bones back in the late 1980s, and we're honored to have her on with us. We're almost out of time for this hour. We've got a guest coming up just involving something unspeakable. But we'll be discussing that. You'll find out what it is in the next hour. Diane, I certainly want to get you back up again in the near future. We got about 4 minutes left. Other key points, other things you want to discuss or talk about or impart to the audience out there?
There are some things that the American public can do. We have a House resolution that is needs sponsorship. It's House Resolution 123, and it's to form a new committee to investigate the POW abandonment. And also, there is a film out by the nephew of Roger Dumas, who is left behind in North Korea. And if they would like a copy of Missing Presumed Dead, they can go to the website. It's www.missingpresumeddead.com. Very easy. And they can order a copy of the DVD, and it is heartbreaking. There's also a new book out called Is Anybody Listening? By Barbara Burcham. And she is the wife of a man who, a special forces officer, who was left behind. She was told he was dead, and now it looks like there might be evidence that he's still alive. He could be a secret returning. And her book is called Is Anybody Listening? And you can go to authorhouse.com and order it. Her name is Barbara Burcham, and it's like the tree. Like
Ron this. Paul's office called me about this Korean documentary.
Yeah, it's very, very, oh, it's awesome. It's the best I've ever seen. I've seen a few films made about the POW abandonment, but Bill has done a remarkable job. Senator Bob Smith is one of the key people who's interviewed. Now, Bob Smith was a congressman from New Hampshire who became a senator, and he was the co-chair of the Senate.
No, I've met Bob. I've actually had him down to Austin to speak, and then the Republicans came after him after he didn't properly grovel to them.
Well, Bob's a hero. He knew he was outgunned by John Kerry, who was an attorney. But when I was on the board of directors, Bob Smith encouraged me. He said, well, you and Jeff Donahue, you are a minority, and he said, so am I in this committee. But he said, you're inside the tent, and you're a witness. And I think that's what we all are, Alex. We're witnesses. We have witnessed a policy by our leaders in Washington, a policy that continues to exist in Southwest Asia. Our prisoners are going to be abandoned. Our military personnel are expendable in pursuit of foreign policy objectives. And anyone who goes in the military now has no assurance that if they're captured, they will be negotiated for or ever returned.
Well, the key here is that this goes to the mentality of those controlling things. Look, we have the Army manuals from the 80s. We have the Department of Energy manuals from the 70s. We have reports in the 50s. We have them from the early 90s. We have the head of the DU program on. DU is deadly poison and radioactive, and it just devastates the troops, causes massive birth defects. I mean, it is ultra bad.
Yeah.
And the government, even back in the first Gulf War 15 years ago, they said, you got to use protective gear. Now they just say, no, it's good for you. Just breathe it, snort it, roll in it. I mean, it just shows that how does the elite get away with this?
Because of our national press, there is no resolve on the part of our national press, which is controlled by corporations, to tell us the truth about our leaders and the policy in this country. And I think that's the tragedy. Until the national press goes after John McCain and exposes him for what he is, a weasel. I'm insulting the weasels. I'm sorry. John McCain is not a leader, and he is unfit to be president.
No, I mean, he really is. He really is a punk weasel. And there's nothing worse than being a cowardly piece of trash.
He is a coward.
And then acting like he, comparing himself to these other great men. Listen, I want to thank you, Diane, for coming on, and God bless you.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. Take care. Diane? I forgot to ask her one more question. But
I'll be back if you want me.
Yep, stay there.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.